I'm joined in the studio by Joel Limmer. Joel, wearing two hats today. Very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Neil. Thanks for having us here.
No, it's absolutely, it's lovely to see you again, because we had you in on breakfast, didn't we, a while back, and talking about stuff. You're from Rathbones, but you're also a trustee of the Cambridge Central Aid Society. So tell us how that link works.
Rathbones have developed a foundation a few years ago, and they wanted to give some... In the past, we've supported a couple of organisations, the whole company, and they wanted to spread it out more around the smaller branches. So we were given £10,000 in the Cambridge office over 2 years for local calls. And we found two charities, Cambridge Central Aid and the Connections Bus Project. And we wanted very small charities where the money would go a lot further. And we then set ourselves a challenge of trying to, over the 2 years, double that money. And in those 2 years, we did manage to raise... ourselves in fundraising another £10,000.
Wow.
They both had just over £10,000 each over 2 years, and we're just into our first year of the second cycle of doing the same thing.
Okay, and you are actually now a trustee, is that right, of Cambridge Central Aid Society?
Yes, the chairman, Nicola, contacted me and asked me if I want to be a trustee, and my boss very kindly allowed me to have a couple of hours off every other Friday to attend the trustees meeting, where we go through applications and try and help as many people as our funds will let us.
Now, when I first came across Cambridge Central Aid Society with my Cambridge 105 hat on, it was a best kept secret in Cambridge. The society's been going since forever, hasn't it?
1880, yes.
And no one's ever heard of you. But you do. Oh, that's not true, is it? The agencies you work with have heard of you, but certainly the general public, I don't think, are very aware. Tell us a bit about the society and what you do.
There's about 12 or 13 trustees, and we try and do the fundraising ourselves, and there's some people who've been ex-trustees who help us out. And we meet every other week on a Friday afternoon, and we get applications referred to us by children's homes, the CAB, the councils, Jimmy's Night Shelter, Winter Comfort, etc. And they are taking care of the long care needs of the person that they're trying to help, but they need an immediate financial support for them. And it can be anything from carpets to tents and warm weather provisions for homeless people. It can be furniture for people who just got their first house or moved into a house where there's no carpets or furniture there.
Yeah, because quite often women who perhaps get out of a refuge and the council managed to find them accommodation, I didn't realise that quite often those flats have actually been emptied out, haven't they? For a sort of health and safety reason, they get rid of all the old carpets.
Carpet and the curtains, take them down, and yeah, they need furniture.
So they need from, here's your flat.
I remember an application from last Friday, a lady where she's got two kids and been some domestic violence in the past. She's now left the father, but the children were taken into care, and she's managed to get a new accommodation in the city. But they wanted the children's room to have a door on it, some furniture, carpets, and curtains. We got that application, and Nicola, our chair lady, spoke to Beesham, and between them, their gracious help, and us, we've given some funds for some of it. Beesham have helped out and given her what she wanted. And earlier this week, I was forwarded an email from the person who referred it to us, saying that the children are going to be able to visit her, and it's looking likely she'll be able to get them back full time very soon.
Oh, well done, you.
It's just help, you know, our help may seem very a small little bit of money, and you know, the most we would give most people would be £150, but it can make a big difference to someone to get a family back together.
I was going to say, I mean, I have been along to one of your meetings, and I sat there, and there was quite a pile of paper on the desk in front, and I thought, well, this is obviously all background information, but it wasn't. It's just a couple of sheets for each one, isn't it? There's a huge number of applications you get through.
We rely on referring organisations to do the background and check that the application's legit and get to know the applicant. So we don't have any real personal connections to these people. We just get this sort of name and address, details of other people in the house, and just sort of their financial situation, and we get told the story and why help's needed. And the key thing to stress is these are people living within 20 miles of Great St Mary's Church in Cambridge.
That's your remit, is it?
That is, yes. And they could most likely be people living on the same street or very close to your listeners. We've had people on the same street of me coming with applications. Very recently, I had one from... I looked at the name, and it's there's a very good chance it's someone who's in my year of primary school.
Oh, good Lord.
A terrible story there. And see, I'll keep that sort of confidential. But
yeah.
It's... you don't know who the people are coming to us, and it probably is people we
for all of us. They always say, "Well, is it your two paychecks or one bad decision away from it being you?"
Yes, and we just try and make that difference.
It's excellent. I mean, I must admit, I sat there, and there was one story again. It's one of these ones that you think, okay, and it was a family. They needed a new fridge freezer, and then you went into the background of it, and it was like the husband was off work through an industrial accident. You think, oh yeah, he stubbed his toe at work. No, I think a crane fell on him or something. You think, all right, in fairness, that's going to hurt. And then the wife had then picked up. She was the one trying to keep the family together, and then their child had been seriously ill, and it was a 1-year-old child, and the fridge freezer had broken. And they needed 150 quid for a new fridge freezer. And you think, well, I'll tell you what, lads, if you don't write the cheque out, I'm going to. Because you don't, we're so lucky. I mean, I'm touching wood. I am so fortunate in my own life, and it doesn't come anywhere near what some of these people that, and you see this day in, day out.
Yeah, it's very humbling. And it's shocking the amount of physical, mental violence is happening at homes, the homelessness in the city. This is a very prosperous area we live in, we're told, but the divide between the haves and have-nots is massive. And those that don't have anything, it must be awful knowing that there's so many well-to-do people having a great time in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Us included, I'm sure.
Now, you were talking, and when you first got in touch about this, your colleague Nicola, she also said that you're seeing a spike in the claims or the requests. Is that right?
They are definitely up this year, yes, and compared to previous years. About 15-20% up, and we've got the money to get through this year, but we are all still now trying to get together and run around and just make sure we can get extra funds in to make sure we stay around a lot longer, because we've been around since 1880 and we don't want to disappear.
To give me an idea, how much a year are we talking about? How much do you give out? You're saying about £150 a time, but
it's roughly, I think last year's was just over £75,000 we gave out. our running costs were about probably just under £100, which is mainly postage stamps.
Is that right? Because none of the trustees or anything take any money at all.
No one takes money. And so, especially companies who wish to, have a social responsibility side to them.
Yeah.
It's easy to give to the big charities because we've all heard of them and they do great stuff, but there's been a lot of scandals recently. Mm. We can help people very close to home, and it'd be very difficult for us to cause any kind of scandal because we don't have any paid money, we don't meet the applicants.
Sure.
we just sit there and write checks or send store cards out to people that need it.
Excellent. Now you were talking about this spike. What about the situation with Universal Credit? Because am I right in thinking that comes in September?
Yes, and we are holding our breath for that because the people are going to be having a few weeks without any kind of benefits, and we know we will be getting a massive spike then, because people need to get shopping, they need to get food, they need to feed their families, need to get
Clothes. Limits on how much you can go to a food bank for and how many times you can visit a food bank.
Yes.
We've been talking there for a second, Joel, about the fact you're seeing a peak or a spike in the number of poverty requests, poverty claims that you're getting. You pay out around £150 a time to people within a 20-mile radius of Great St Mary's Church. And you're saying you're okay for money, but
for now, but we are worried about how we'll stretch with the, as you mentioned, the Universal Credit will cause a rise in applicants. We'd like to do another Christmas campaign later this year.
So what does the Christmas campaign involve?
If we can get the funds for it, last year we were given £25 to go towards a Christmas present for any sort of children with family units who are on been referred to us by our agencies, and we were given £50 per family unit to buy some food for Christmas dinner, where the parents just didn't have the money to do that, and we managed to give out about £10,000 towards that last year.
The numbers are staggering, Joel. The numbers are staggering. I'm sure people listening don't realise that this is happening within 20-mile radius of Great St Mary's Church. You're giving away those sorts of numbers in small chunks.
Yes, there's lots of families.
That's a lot of people suffering right here. That's crazy. And this £25 for a present, I remember when I came along to your meeting, the thing that struck me is it's £25 for a present. You don't just give the presents.
We give a store card to the other parents, so it's from them. They buy the present
for their
children.
And that's important, isn't it? That's so important. Rather than just going, well, we've been collecting toys and things. Help yourself. No. You're choosing a present for your child.
And the parent knows what Lego set or what doll or what other toy their children want.
Yeah, Amazing. Well, listen, I love the work you do. Anyway, so anyway, look at this funding crisis. So now you're putting your Rathbones hat on. What are you going to do about it?
Well, a colleague of mine who comes up with crazy ideas, he's got a good one for next week. There'll be about 14 of us who are going to be trying to on the rowing machine in the office or in the gym downstairs in the office, rowing 24 hours between us all. So we'll start next Thursday evening about 6 o'clock and finish Friday evening then, and we'll all be doing different stints through the night and the early hours of the morning.
My goodness.
So doing bits at a time, you know, taking over on the rowing machine and try and raise as much money as we can for Cambridge Central Aid.
And you're doing this as well?
I am. I've been put down for the 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. shift.
Ooh. Ooh. Good luck with that. Yeah. Okay, and so how much are you looking to raise?
Last year we raised £4,000 where the smaller group of us did the length of the River Cam on our own machine. So this time, if we can hit that, maybe go above it, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Wow. Well, good luck with it. If people want to donate, how can they do that?
If you go to our homepage, which is CambridgeCentralAid.org, and if you look at the very bottom of it, you'll see there's the link to the event sponsorship page there. Alternatively, at the top right-hand corner, you can just donate generally to the charity.
So it's a button called for the biggive.org.uk. So yes. It's a perfectly secure, good way to help you and help donate.
Yeah.
Okay, and how many sort of hours do you think you're going to be doing this? I mean, I know you're saying it's all in 24 hours. How much you must be gearing yourself up for this. I do rowing machines at the gym every now and again, and a couple of kilometres and I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably be doing 15-minute chunks at a time, and I'd imagine it may be sort of hour and a half, 2 hours worth in total between there, spread out over quite a few hours. It depends how people get on. As long as there's sort of someone on the machine at any one go doing it, that's great.
Yeah, you must have some competitive people in the office that are going, oh, don't worry, I'll do 6 hours. No, it's okay.
We've got two that have got it in their heads. They want to do a marathon each. Which
really?
Over 3 hours of continuous rowing. So one's starting it and one's doing it the next morning of that. And yeah, I'll be there to help them along and make sure they're okay and full of drinks and things.
Well,
to keep
I'll take my hat off. Fair play. So if you'd like to sponsor the Rathbones 24-hour rowing challenge, the website to go to, cambridgecentralaid.org. That's cambridgecentralaid.org. And you can find out more about the work of Cambridge Central Aid, of course, there. And you'll find the link at the bottom of the first page on the homepage. Also a big button there as well, so you can use that. All right, well, assuming all goes well, are you going to let us know how much you raise?
I think if you got me in the day after on Saturday the 8th.
That's right, you're coming in on our new Community Focus show.
Yep, so I shall be in then.
If you're still sweating.
Right.
You sat in the car park. Exactly. I wish you well, and I wish everyone at Cambridge Central Aid a lot of luck with this as well, with the problems you seem to be facing and the challenges, with keeping this all going at the moment. You were telling me as well about a situation out in Seattle and just how this is not just a problem in Cambridge, this is a global problem. Isn't it?
Yes, I like the old grunge band Pearl Jam. I saw them earlier this year, but I read a story. They are in the middle of a stadium tour in the US, and they played two shows at the baseball stadium in Seattle three or four weeks ago, and asked all the other organisations, I think there's 160 of them involved in putting the shows together, if they can not take any profits and give some of their proceeds away. And they managed to raise $11 million out of two shows.
Bad going, is it?
Just for Seattle's homeless problem.
Well, and I was just saying this, we were talking about this off air, and I said, I remember pictures being shown. There's stuff from, this has been going on for years. There are real problems out in Seattle, and they've got a massive homeless problem. The Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness found 3,722 people across the county on a one-night count without a roof over their heads. 2,813 of those were in Seattle. That's crazy numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is the modern world we live in.
And Seattle is kind of like an American version of Cambridge in a lot of ways. A lot of high-tech companies and all this sort of stuff. You'd think it would be okay, wouldn't you?
But it's not. And
it isn't.
As we all know, in this city, there's lots of homeless people here, which is what Central Aid tried to help. And anyone wants to do any fundraising for us, please just get in touch.
Okay, and if you need to get hold of Gerald, you can get hold of him through the CambridgeCentralAid.org website, or, yes, of course, just drop us a line here at Cambridge 105 and we'll put you both in touch. Joel, good luck. Good luck to everybody from Rathbones.
Thank
it's really good. Great initiative. We wish you all a lot of luck, and I'll see you Saturday. Find out how you got on. We'll head to the news with a bit of Pearl Jam, shall we?